Hi, this is Phoebe Blamey, and welcome to the Happy Money Journey podcast for today. I'm really excited to have you here. I have spent most of my life working in financial services. I'm a qualified financial planner and I have my own mortgage broking business since 2006. I know that as a busy woman, it's really hard to get your life into some sort of shape. And so I'm here to help you on your own happy money journey. Welcome to the Happy Money Journey podcast. We are back with Kirsty Allen, part two. If you've listened to part one, you will know what an amazing woman we are dealing with at the moment. And if you haven't, go back and listen to it once you've listened to this one. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about the practicalities of running a group, Facebook communities, running your own community, and getting up and actually launching and doing your online courses and memberships. I met Kirsty originally when we were doing the Steph Taylor Launch Magic course. She is incredible. She is an absolute game changer in the way that I look and think about my business now. This is a woman who is showing up authentically every day in all parts of her life. She is someone who is just an inspiration to me in the way that she's living her life. And in the way that she is running her business and her community, I was lucky enough after recording this to guest on one of her community nights that she has for her membership. And she has such a wonderful, wonderful group out there. So if you are a candle maker and you are looking for connection, she is next level. The things that she's offering her membership and the things that she's doing are absolutely wonderful. So, and if you're a business that just wants to talk about creating communities and how to run a membership site and how to do all of those things, this is the podcast for you. So thank you. Have a listen. And most of all, enjoy the journey. So I'm going to do an outro to that as well. Wasn't Kirsty fantastic? Like, I really enjoyed that whole interview. Now, we've put in the show notes all the different places that you can find her. She is the Candlemaker Coach. I follow her on Instagram just for her daily inspirations, but you can also sign up for her daily inspirations that she spoke about in the podcast. So we've got all the links to that in the show notes. And of course, you can find me and all my things on Happy Money Journey, phoebeblamey.com.au, and in our Facebook group, Happy Honeys. We would love you to be part of our community. Wonderful to see you again this week. Thanks very much for everything and for listening. And most of all, enjoy the journey.
Look, to be honest, it's a constant state of learning and growth. If someone had said, you know, if someone had listed all the platforms and things that I'm currently doing and using, it would have overwhelmed me. But you build it up slowly and you learn as you go and you learn as you grow. So for me, it's about, all right, I knew I wanted to be consistent on social media. When I first started my business, I posted every single day for 100 days. Now, the only reason I stopped at 100 days or I made it to 100 days is because I started to burn out, to be honest. For me, it was too much because I was being so vulnerable and open and sharing. It became quite draining just from myself, it's funny, I've just a bit of a side note. I haven't received any negativity on my socials at all. And I think that's because I'm not open to it. If I know in my heart that if I do receive any comments that aren't positive or anything negative or anything mean, they'll be deleted and blocked straight away. So I feel like I've radiated an energy of, not don't mess with me, but I don't have energy or time or space for people that aren't in the right place to be in my community, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So there are so many different platforms and things that I use, but I think for me it's about just adding one thing at a time. So for me, social media, I knew I wanted to be consistent because I knew that's how I would find my people and how my people would find me. And I knew that there are candle makers all over Australia and all over the world in all different time zones. that are looking for some support and guidance. So in terms of the things that I offer, there's like, you know, there's free offerings and paid offerings and everything in between. But for me, it was about just learning as I go. And as the business is growing, now I need to add in, you know, another aspect of it, another aspect. I had no idea about email marketing, but I taught myself what I needed to know. And I'm sure there's still plenty of things I need to know, not just with email marketing, but with everything, even ads, paid ads, as I mentioned earlier. So it's about working on your business and leaning into what's working. And when something isn't quite working, if it's a bit jarring or if it's just not getting the results, is having the courage and being open to learning and saying, okay, I actually don't know it all. It's time to learn something new. So for me, I use the Meta Business Suite for posting on Instagram and Facebook simultaneously. I do have a Candle Business Coach TikTok account. There's nothing on it. I like the idea of being on another platform, but I feel like this probably sounds funny, but because I feel like I'm a gentle soul, I feel like TikTok is very fast-paced and very inauthentic to what I want to offer as a candle business coach. So I do have a profile. You can go look at it, but yeah, there's nothing there. So for me, it's about, just learning as I go and bringing in aspects of the business and how to grow it as I need to. So I don't feel that I'm at a stage to start outsourcing, but that's something that I'll need to learn at some stage as well. Once I get to the point where I'm just too busy to just do everything myself.
Yep.
But then I don't want to lose my voice in outsourcing either. And I think that's probably a common fear that people have, is that it's their baby, it's their business, it's their journey. And if they start to dilute who does what, then it might not have the same success or they might not have the same results. But on the flip side, it could take you to extraordinary levels that you can't get to on your own. So there's that part of it to consider as well.
I think with a social media voice, it's as soon as you outsource, you've taken something away from yourself. So the outsourcing thing I do for my mortgage broking business, because I can afford to have that. I can leave that there. One of my friends who I go for a walk with every morning said to me the other day, you need to have someone to do just your posts, and then you need to get out and be yourself on whatever is your best platform. So Instagram or Facebook, or in my case, it's probably more LinkedIn. I, again, know nothing about TikTok. I think I'm too old for TikTok, I think.
It feels like a young person's game.
It does feel like a very young person's game. So I've left TikTok as well. But really starting to look at those sort of things and try and work out where you belong within the social media universe, I think, and not, there's no need to be everywhere.
No, not at all.
And mastering the way that you've mastered, I think, particularly the Facebook group, but your Instagram posts, which are always inspiring and always very good, and your podcast, which is kind of social media-ish. It's, you know, it's part of the realm of
universe,
things that we
can
access whenever we want, and it's always there.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I think that that's a really wonderful way to be working around that. And how do you work with your membership? What happens with your membership? So I become a member of Candle Business Coach. How does that work for me?
Yeah, sure.
Not me personally, because I can't. I'd burn my hands. It's just a disaster. But for all those candle makers out there.
Yeah, of course. So the membership I have is called the Candle Makers Collective, and it's very much an even more deeper level and even an even more intimate group where it's like this group gives other people permission to truly be themselves and to feel supported and connected with other candle makers. And you sort of think, but if you're all candle makers, aren't you competing against each other for sales? And my response is always, it's community and collaboration over competition. There are literally millions and what, billions of people in the world. There are enough people to buy your candles that you don't need to compete and have that sort of energy with other candle makers. And the thing is that they understand what you're going through so they can support you on that level. So the actual membership itself has a few different aspects. So there's fortnightly coaching calls. So we come on Zoom each fortnight and it gives us a chance to share our wins, our challenges, talk about what's going on in our world. And it really helps to foster that community and that connection between myself and my members. We also have a guest speaker that comes each month, which is very exciting because Phoebe will be a guest speaker actually next week. So I'm looking forward to that experience. It'll be amazing. And then we do workshops, and then I have lots of resources to actually help you grow your business as well. So there are a few different aspects. So basically, there's the community side, there's the collaboration side, there's the content, and then there's the coaching. So that is basically the membership in a nutshell. And it's been a journey learning about how to run a membership as well. It's not just a course, or it's not just a one-off thing that you're in people's lives for a moment and then that's the end of it. This is ongoing. I've had members that have been in it since June last year that still pay every month and come to those calls. And it's really becoming like a second family. But I don't want to be, I guess, disrespectful to people that don't want to join or that aren't able to join. So there's actually two levels. So there's the $7 membership and then there's the $27 membership. So depending on where you are at in your journey, there's a place for you inside the membership if you feel like you want to be a part of it. So I very much am so grateful for all my members, and we're sitting just over 25 people at the moment, which to some might feel like a lot, to others might not feel like much, but it's growing each month, and it's been incredible guiding these beautiful souls on their candle making journey. And really, when we're in our calls, it's not really about the candle making. We don't really speak about candles that much, funnily enough. It's about, okay, I'm struggling with this. How do I overcome this mindset challenge? Or this is a hurdle I'm going through. My partner, you know, isn't supporting this new range I want to bring out, or I'm not sure how to launch this product. So it's more about the business side rather than the actual candle making.
I want to explore that to me, the partners not supporting is something that I hear from women in business all the time. It's like you've got this little hobby,
yes,
and then you find that, you know, this person's made $2 or $3 or $4 million out of their little hobby that's on the side that, you know, doesn't take up much time, doesn't appear to be taking up much time, but is actually, you know, such an amazing gift to the world that people join and people get on board and it just works. And you hear quite a lot of those stories. So I quite like that. But I really wanted to, one of the things that I picked up, you talked about collaboration over competition. And I think that the world is moving in that direction. I think that that's a very feminine style of leadership, and I think it's a much more empowering than the corporate culture that I was brought up into, where everyone was sort of pitted against each other and we were always on ladders and sales teams and all of that sort of stuff. And I'm noticing that even in big businesses, that competition aspect is going away. So tell me more about that and how you foster those kind of collaborations in your group.
Yeah. So one of the first things that happened inside the membership is that we set up a candle swap. So we each gave a candle to another member in the group. And it was not to critique the candle, but it was to be connected to another candle maker in that way. So that's very much about taking it offline into a real tangible way of, wow, like this person, this other candle maker, this friend has made this beautiful candle, and now I get to enjoy it when I have my bubble bath, or after I clean the house, or after I, you know, come home from a rough day and just need to relax. So it helps to take things, as I said, offline, which is really important. But then also collaborating with each other. So saying, okay, I sell wax melts and you sell candles, or I sell diffusers and then you sell hanging diffusers. How can we create perhaps like a gift bundle between the two of us and then promote it, cross promote our different audiences? Because, and this is one thing that people sometimes need to remember, when it comes to things like products like candles, customers aren't always going to be 100% loyal to your brand. They will buy from other candle makers. So unless your candles are or product is absolutely phenomenal and it's just your customers will only ever look at you to buy, it's not always the case. So it's important to know that by teaming up with other people who have similar audiences and that can promote you as well as you promote them, it really just helps to foster that community spirit and feeling connected to something bigger than yourself and begin your own business, because it can be quite lonely being a candle maker or having a product business or having a service-based business. Being a solopreneur is something that it might drive you and motivate you, and you want to achieve and you want to succeed. But if you can't share that excitement and that joy with people, it kind of falls flat. You want to be able to share that with other people when you have a win or when you're having a challenge and you want to talk things through. So For me, the membership has been perfect for that aspect, is allowing people to have a space where they can really truly be themselves and talk about what's going on in their world.
That is next level beautiful. I love the idea of the giving and the receiving of the candles. Just what a beautiful, beautiful ritual to put into your membership. I just, that being in that state of flow of giving and receiving is something that I've been really focusing on lately, just in life, but also, and boundaries, but I won't go on. But that giving and receiving, that's being in that constant flow, I think is just what an amazing way to actually encapsulate and act on that rather than just have it as theoretical. What a great thing to do. You're blowing my mind a little today,
Oh,
Kirsty, I have to
thanks.
say. I was expecting, I think something far less esoteric and far more practical today. And what you've done is you've really made me think differently about the things that I'm doing in my business and the way that I could perhaps be, sorry, things I'm doing in my business and the way that I could perhaps be showing up differently. And the level of authenticity that you bring to everything that you're doing is so inspiring that I can see that these communities are just going to grow and grow and grow for you, because who wouldn't want to be part of something that is that inspiring? So we've spoken about your membership, we've spoken about your Facebook group, we've spoken about how people can get in touch with you, and we've spoken about your podcast, where I'm sure you're going to have thousands of fans after today because it's obviously not just about candles. Where do you see yourself in a year's time? Where do you see yourself going next with this? Because, yeah.
Oh, I hate those questions.
Take your time.
Yeah, no, it's interesting because I've never been a good, like, you know, set your goals for 5 years ahead, because the person that I'm going to be in 5 years is very different to the person I am now, and I can't possibly know what that's going to look like. 5 years ago, I was married to my husband and we had two children. Now I'm with a new partner, happier than ever with a third baby. So, and I would never have thought that was going to happen. And we can talk about that if you want. But it's been for me just enjoying the ride and just doing what feels right next, doing the next best step. If it feels right, you know, I trust the universe is guiding me in the right direction. So I am almost just going with the flow and just succumbing to the fact that, you know, I'm not doing this on my own. I am being guided by, you know, by the universe. And so I just do what feels right and I do what feels easy, even though it's not always easy. If it feels right to me and it's not hurting anybody, it feels right to me and it's going to benefit others, then I just go in that direction. So it's a little bit vague. So I don't know what's going to happen in a year. But I'll tell you what I'd like to see. I would like to see the membership grow and have more members, and not from a I want to make more money perspective and I want to be more financially successful. I want it to be more, I'm impacting more people. I'm able to reach candle makers where they are. And look, and to be honest, the numbers fluctuate. Members come and go. It might not be right for some people until they, you know, get inside the membership and then they see what it's about and then they can make a decision. And I don't get caught up on that either. If I lose a member or if someone leaves, that's okay. It's just not the right time or the right space or the right place for them. And that's totally fine. My mission is just so driven on, and I feel so, purpose-filled of, I need to share who I am with the world because I know that I'm worthy and I make a difference with the world, that people will always come and go. Numbers will always fluctuate. That's the same with social media. That's the same with the podcast. That's the same with the email list. I don't get caught up on, oh, I lost an email subscriber. Oh, someone unfollowed me. Because me wallowing in that space means I'm not spending that time working towards helping others. So it's about shifting that perspective and being more mindful about your intentions.
I've noticed that some of the things that I'm doing within my membership, which was originally purely about money, and then I've shifted to mindset, and I've shifted a lot into women in business, which is, I think that feels better for me. That feels much better for me than just money, because money on its own feels purposeless. So when I do business, and after all the experience and things that I've just studied and everything like that, that feels like my space. In a similar way to what you're doing for is clearly your authentic space. I guess from knowing that you are an inspiration to others, and also from that taking away, and I'll never forget the very beginning of Steph Taylor's course, she talks about Vegemite ice cream, about how it's not for everyone. And every time I lose a follower, or every time I get a, you know, unsubscribe or something like that, I also have that beautiful, like, not for them. There's plenty of people it's for. Have you always been able to maintain that kind of very positive attitude, or
no.
did that
no, not at all. That very much was a journey of self-growth and self-discovery, because, like, you know, it can hurt when someone that you've invested time and energy in doesn't want to be around you anymore. And I'm talking specifically like friendships or relationships. That can really hurt. But for me, it's taken a journey to figure out that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. There are, as I said, so many people in the world, and I don't believe I'm here to impact everyone. I think that's probably a little bit narrow-minded to think that you're going to completely change the world, just you on your own. But if I can, you know, live in my truth and share my voice and know that I'm worthy, that will ripple out to other people who then start to know that they're worthy, and then that will ripple out to other people, and the cycle continues. So it's about, you know, controlling what you can control, doing what you can do, making a difference every single day, work on your business every single day, because you are worthy of reaching your goals.
You mentioned losing some personal relationships or friendships just then. Did you find when you found yourself, and I know that you like dealing with that ego, and I'm not thinking of this in an egotistical way at all, but when you found yourself worthy, which I think is something that a lot of us, particularly as women, but a lot of us really struggle with, that internal feeling of just that inner peace that comes with feeling that we're worthy or deserving of something. When you found that, did you find a lot of your relationships slipped away, or was that sort of
changed
over time?
Yeah, they changed. I think when you're happy in your life, like really happy, and you feel a lot of joy and a lot of pleasure from what you do, people can be triggered by that because they're not in that same space. So the distance can be, it can grow. There weren't necessarily any, you know, big blow-ups or big fights or anything. Mm. It was more when you're focused on your mission, and for many of your listeners, it'll be their business. When you're focused on your business, there are people that just don't understand what you're going through because they're not also on their own path. And their path might not be business related. It could be a personal goal that they're trying to achieve. But when you're so focused on, like, when you're narrow-minded but in a good way of reaching your goals, things just naturally fall away. You don't have as much time free, and that can be hard if your relationships were more time intensive. It could be financial as well. You don't have as much money to spend on things outside of what you want to reinvest into your business. So there's lots of different aspects, but unfortunately, you know, as we grow and evolve, you can't expect to have the same friendships, at least not all the same friendships when you were in primary school or high school or from your first job. People will come and go out of your life as you will for them as well. So it can be hard, and it can hurt. But again, I think you've just got to be so focused on what you want for your life that you're not excluding anyone intentionally, that you're not being selfish in that regard, but just knowing that the path that you're on is meant for you, so that at the end of your life, hopefully you can look back and say, yeah, I did all right. I did all right.
I love that. It's true though, because I think we don't have the same friends that we had in kindergarten. So of course, as we grow, and I think sometimes when we lose some of those relationships, we get into maybe a little bit of self-doubt and feeling like, you know, maybe I should have spent more time with them, or I should have done this. But you're right, it's that feeling of nothing's happened, but nothing's happened. And I know when I started to change from being a mortgage broker to starting to, I wrote the book, and we got some PR around the book, and we got some quite good PR around the book. And it was interesting to see sort of the people that would be like happy and buoyant and all that sort of stuff, and the people that would have known about it but just chose not to mention it or chose not to, and you suddenly start to feel that disconnect. And it has nothing to do with ego, and it's so hard to explain that it has nothing to do with ego, but it really does have the passion for your own path. And some of the things that you've said, like not watching television and not being able to spend time with people, not because you don't value them or whatever, it's just because this is more important. This thing that you're doing is more important. This thing that you're grabbing is so much more important. That single focus is something that I'm just admiring so much about you now that we've gotten to know you on this slightly deeper level of who you are and how you're sort of going about your place in the world, I think, is I'm very inspired.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad you feel that way. And hopefully, the listeners are, once they listen to this podcast, can go and take some action in their business and actually make some progress rather than just absorbing information. Like, go and take that action, because that's the only way you're going to get closer to achieving your goals, no matter what they are. They could be business related, they could be personal, they could be relationships, they could be anything. But when you start to build up that momentum, you get to the top of the hill, and then you come down, you cascade down with the rush of the momentum. That then motivates you and gets you going to get up the next hill that's usually bigger than the one before. So you just got to ride the wave, and to know that it's just that life can get and is so, so beautiful when you are filled with purpose. And again, that could be in any direction that lights up your heart.
And how do your family and your husband support you in your business? Talk to me a little bit about that for a
Great
minute.
question. So, as you can imagine, once the kids are in bed, it's hubby and I, and we could do stuff together, or we could do stuff on our own thing. He's a gamer, so he loves computer games. So we actually have our desks in the same office, where I'm recording from here. And so he'll be on his computer doing gaming, from like 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock, say. And then I'll be working on the business. So I've got dedicated chunks of time that I can actually work on the business. But that's to say that some nights he'll say, or I'll say, I just don't feel like doing the business. And that's when he will say, okay, just spend 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. Just sit down, write one email, write one daily motivational email, just write one social media post, take 10 minutes. So he kind of gets me out of my head, and it's like, oh, fine, I'll sit down for 10 minutes and I'll do this. Because, I'm not always motivated. I'm not always in the right mindset. I might be feeling hormonal, or I might have had a bad day, or the kids might have tested my patience. And then, of course, as always, and it does always happen, as soon as you start and that 5, 10 minutes goes past, you just keep going, because you get into a momentum, you get on track. And it's sometimes it's just getting out of your own head and knowing that, again, it's worth working on your goals rather than going to bed and going, oh, okay, I've just watched 3 hours of TV. I'm nowhere closer to my goals, and now I feel worse about it. And then you start to guilt trip yourself. That's not a nice place and nice space to be in. So I try and avoid that. And then when it comes to the kids, they're very supportive. They're always coming into the study, and they look at my microphone, they're like, what's that? And look at your headphones, mum. And then they want to understand, mummy does a podcast, and I'm helping people, I'm helping candle makers. And they're very proud in saying that their mum, well, not anymore, but their mum makes candles and is supporting other people. And I think when you can share your journey with your family, it gets them on board a lot easier and a lot quicker. And rather than keeping it separate from them or not wanting to share, because, as I said before, you get excited about your journey, you get excited about your wins, and you want to share that with the people that love and support you, because you're doing it for them usually anyway. It's about, it might be bringing in more money so that you can actually go on a holiday with your family, or it might be bringing in your family into the business so that they can be inspired, so that when your kids get older, they can go, well, I saw mummy build a business from the ground up. I can do this too. And it might be anything at all, but knowing that there's nothing off limits, and it's purely just limited by your imagination. And I've always said that, and it's so cliche, and I think it's a quote from somewhere, but anything your mind can conceive, you can achieve. So if an idea lands in your mind or on your heart, it's meant for you to take action, because if you don't, it'll fade away and someone else will take action. Then you think, oh, I had that idea, but if you're not actually taking action, you're not going to get anywhere. So having support is hugely important. But that's not to say that there haven't been struggles and challenges, because, again, building a business takes time. It takes money for sure, and it definitely takes energy and mental space. So for me, I'm obsessed with my business. I love it. It's my fourth baby, to be honest. So I'm always thinking about it. I want to talk about it. I want to talk about candles. It's just an obsession, this beautiful obsession. And not everyone gets that. So not everyone will support you because they don't understand, because they might be triggered and they want to find purpose for their own journey, but also because, there's lots of other things to talk about as well. They don't always want to talk about the same things. But if you don't have the support of your partner or your family or your friends, not that I'm saying that you shouldn't be with your partner or your family or your friends, but have a look at how you can help them understand why this is so important to you so that they can be more aware of how this will impact their lives as well for the better, not just taking you away from them when they want to spend time with you.
I can't imagine you ever being in a room or in a conversation where you haven't inspired everyone around you to follow you on your journey. I feel so inspired now. I just there's I, it's like just being covered with just sparkly glitter talking to you. It is amazing. And I think that the practical knowledge that you've got transitions so well. I love that it's all about candles, and I love that it's so niche, but I also love that your message is so broad and can absolutely hit all of us, and particularly all of us business owners, to really start. I agree, take action, just start, just do that one thing. Such a hard thing to do, but such an easy thing to do on the other hand.
True. It's so true. And it can be, it's hard because we have all this mindset clutter that gets in the way and tells us that we'd be better off watching TV, or we'd be better off scrolling social media than actually doing the thing that we know will move the needle in our business. So, and even myself, you have that to and fro between knowing what to do sometimes, and then there's of course the shiny objects that can distract us from actually taking the right action. We might be treading water in our business, but thinking that we're actually making progress. But I'm busy. I'm sitting at my computer and I spend half an hour trying to find the perfect hashtag, or I'm editing that Canva file because I want it to look perfect. And then, that perfectionism that plays into holding you back as well. And I feel like you've just got to take imperfect action, and you've just got to see what the results are, because you won't know how it's going to play out. You can't control the outcome anyway. But if you can at least give something a go, test it, take a step back, look at the analytics of it if it's an actual an online action that you've taken, and then try something else and pivot and learn and grow and see, keep seeing and keep trying different things until you find your perfect place in the world.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That is such a good place to end this. You have just the concept of imperfect action, the way that we can go about in our lives, in our businesses, in our communications with people. This podcast has been one of the most inspiring I have done, and you are amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. I am so, so grateful. And I'm so excited to get it up and running and get it out into the world, because you're great. You're really great. So what we'll do is, in the show notes, we're going to put how to get in contact with you, who you are, how to follow you, all of the tags that you've got. We'll put links to all your memberships, and we'll make you available as possible to all of the people that follow us. We'll also, of course, do some socials. So keep an eye out, everyone, for all the ways that you can get in touch with Kirsty. And she is the Candle Business Coach. Thanks so
Amazing.
much.
Thank you, Phoebe, and thank you so much for having me on the podcast. It's been such a pleasure and a joy chatting with you, and hopefully inspiring your listeners to take action in their business.
I would think very inspired. Thanks so much. Disclaimer. Just a reminder that the advice that's contained in this podcast is general in nature. It doesn't take into account your individual needs and circumstances, and we recommend considering the appropriateness of any advice to your individual circumstances and needs. We always recommend seeking the advice of an expert before making any financial decisions.